Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Five people were killed near the Libyan city of Misrata Sunday in a suicide bombing claimed by Islamic State militants. The explosives-laden car detonated at a security checkpoint west of the city. In a politically fractured Libya, Misrata is aligned with the unofficial government that controls the capital of Tripoli. Khalifa Gilwell, the prime minister of the Tripoli-based administration, criticized what he describes as outsiders bringing violence into the country. He said, "We will support all army, police, and revolutionary forces to fight and chase those apostates who have come to Libya claiming they represent Islam." He said, "Islam disowns them." China has strongly rejected U.S. criticism of its land reclamation activities in the South China Sea. That's Chinese Admiral Sun Jingdu. He told a security summit in Singapore Sunday that construction work is justified, legitimate, and reasonable, and that the projects are for the purpose of providing international public services. The admiral is the deputy chief of staff of the People's Liberation Army, and he asserted that there are no changes in China's claims in the South China Sea, adding there are no changes in China's position on the peaceful resolution of the relevant disputes through negotiation and consultation. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has cut short an international trip after breaking his leg in a bike accident outside Geneva, Switzerland. Kerry was hospitalized Sunday after being flown by helicopter to a hospital in Geneva after the accident. The State Department said Kerry did not lose consciousness and is stable and is expected to make a full recovery. VOA News.